I don't know. I have no idea. It's kind of hard to, if I'm careful, well, of course I'm going to be, but just that my hand shakes, that's what I'm worried about, trying to undo them with a shaky hand. I got to hold the solder sucker on one hand, the soldering iron in the other, and then, you know how it works, you heat the joint, as soon as it melts, you hit the button on the solder sucker and suck it up. You got to, with ribbons, you only got so much time. You overheat and the plastic, the casing in the ribbon will start melting. You can make a mess if you're not, Now, you know, on the other side of the coin, though, I could put it up here and start doing it, and everything goes smooth. You know, I'm just assuming the worst. You know, it could go smooth. I just have to make sure I don't overheat them or nothing. It's just, and the iron that I'm going to use, I'm going to use my Waller station. I'm not going to use my gun or nothing. I'm going to use my Waller station. That's about a good 30-40 watt. That should be enough to heat them without, to melt them without going, without, superheating everything else.